The Hot FM main news. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 12th of December, 2025, with a real feel of 22 degrees Celsius. It's currently 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, with wind gusts of 34 kilometers per hour. The headline. Vice President attributes improved power supply to rising water levels and imports. PF vows to boycott all processes linked to Bill 7 and about 200 West African soldiers in Benin for cleanup after failed coup.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mutalena Lumango says the country's electricity supply is stabilizing as water levels in the Kafue River continue to rise, with government expecting the Kariba Dam to recover as the rainy season progresses. Mrs. Lumango adds that power imports have also helped improve supply, easing the long load shedding hours that Zambians have endured over the past 2 years. Responding to a question in Parliament from Nkana Member of Parliament, Binwa Mpundu, who asked why load shedding hours had suddenly reduced after prolonged outages, the Vice President assured the House that power generation will continue to improve as reservoirs refill and that ZESCO will reconnect compliant consumers.
My concern when I saw the water in the Kafue was, are we going to be battling floods? Just some 1 month ago. This is a fact for me. I'm not making it up. So Kafue right now is generating a little more.
Yeah. Those are the miracles.
What I've said, to make it clear, madam, is I'm talking about Kafue has increased its generation. It is our hope that Kariba will also increase its generation as the water level rises. Right.
And Mrs. Nalumango has also expressed concern over rising defilement cases and suggested that the country may need to consider tougher laws to prevent repeat offences.
If we have to juva, if we have to cut, we go for it. Because we don't know. People become perpetual offenders. They tend to me. That is a very good law. Maybe we need that. This is not an issue for anybody to joke about. Otherwise, they go in for a number of years, they come back, they repeat. We don't even know what they would be doing to other fellow inmates, because it's a sickness whose medicine nobody knows other than Vitendeni.
Meanwhile, the Vice President has emphasized that the debate on Bill 7 is centered on policy rather than individuals, noting that even within the Catholic community, views differ and that the government respects all perspectives. The Road Transport and Safety Agency says the recruitment of honorary officers will commence next week. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, RATSA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Emon Mwemba said the agency is finalizing the uniforms, identity cards and terms of reference ahead of the recruitment process. Engineer Mwemba has also urged members of the public to exercise responsibility on the road as the festive season approaches, warning that road accidents typically spike during this period. He has revealed that as of September 2025, the country recorded 28,312 crashes and 1,883 fatalities, stressing that the situation must be urgently addressed.
The crashes at the moment stand at 28,312, resulting in 1,883 fatalities, like I said earlier on, up to end of September. And for me, even more disturbing is that we lost 187 children up to that point. So, I mean, last year we lost 201 children. And, you know, we're talking about the future of this country. And when we talk to people about driving responsibly and taking responsibility for their actions on the road, they don't seem to see it, you know. And this is the result. They don't seem to take this seriously. This is the result.
Now, 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile has vowed that the Patriotic Front will not take part in any process connected to the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, describing it as a flawed and dangerous legislative proposal. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Mundubile has urged other opposition parties to unite with the Oasis Forum and mount a strong resistance to ensure that Bill 7 does not proceed to the second reading in Parliament. According to Mr. Mundubile, allowing Bill No. 7 to advance would pave way for the return of a one-party dictatorship, cautioning that the proposed changes, if enacted, would roll back decades of democratic progress and erode constitutional safeguards meant to protect citizens' freedoms. He has since advised President Hage Geingob to redirect his attention to pressing national issues such as the plight of farmers and the rising cost of living, among others, which require urgent intervention.
As we appreciate the Oasis Forum, I also want to call upon other political parties to join hands. Let's join efforts with honorable members of parliament. We join efforts with the Oasis Forum in ensuring that Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 does not go through the second reading. All opposition political parties, my call to them is that we abandon everything else that we want to do. The most important event now, the most important thing to do now is to ensure that Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 does not go through. Because if that bill goes through, that will be the resurrection of a one-party dictatorship, which we loudly rejected in 1991.
In more news this afternoon, Tobacco Free Association of Zambia Youth Advocate Kumbuso Piri says the prolonged failure to enact the Tobacco Control Bill is not only a violation of the country's international obligation, but a serious betrayal of citizens and an irresponsible use of public resources. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Piri says 17 years after ratifying the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, Zambia continues to attend a conference of parties without passing the legislation to protect its citizens. He says without a Tobacco Control Act, millions of Zambians, especially children, youth and low-income communities, remain unprotected from the harms of tobacco use and second-hand smoke.
Without a Tobacco Control Act, millions of Zambians, especially children, youth and low-income communities, remain unprotected from the harms of tobacco use and second-hand smoke. This legislative vacuum has turned Zambia into a lucrative target for multinational corporations such as British American Tobacco, but whose products are flooding communities and aggressively targeting young people.
And another tobacco youth advocate, Jemima Piri, has called on members of parliament to ignore industry-sponsored misinformation and support the Tobacco Control Bill without dilution.
Parliament must move forward. The Zambia Tobacco Control Bill is evidence-based, appropriate, proportionate, and tailored to Zambia public needs. Rejecting the bill would expose young people to new nicotine addiction pathways, open Zambia to an irregulated commercial nicotine market.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia says that 2025 has so far been a difficult year for drivers, citing a range of persistent challenges that continue to undermine their operating environment. Association Secretary General Sidney Mbewe says many long-standing issues in the transport sector remain unresolved, leaving drivers struggling under increasingly harsh conditions. In an interview with Hot FM, Mr. Mbewe notes that although the government previously announced the abolishment of cadrerism in bus stations, little progress has been made in tackling the growing problem of piracy in the sector. He adds that efforts to include drivers in the national social security system have also been disappointing, as many employers continue to disregard the requirement to register their workers.
Operation environment of drivers has continued to be very vulnerable. We had hoped that in pronouncing the abolishing of cadrerism in bus stations, the new government would look at how to contain the increasing piracy that was left by the previous government. Then the other issue is we had hoped that the new government would look at strictly on how to onboard drivers on the social security safety net. We have seen the trend where employers have continued to ignore to put drivers on these social safety nets, and there has been, like in the previous government, totally no enforcement.